commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, about 9:50 in the morning. We spoke with Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan to start things out. We just spoke with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications Matt Droege. We talked a lot about elections and bond issues that all passed. And later today, if you missed that, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and you can listen and catch yourself up on today's In Focus. And you can catch yourself up on any In Focus, that, as long as we've been archiving them. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350, and we'll get you involved in the conversation. Right now, I'm here with Mary Beth Kiefer, the director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket. And Mary Beth, you have a busy few weeks ahead of you. I'm sure you're busy all the time, but especially this time of year.
Good morning, Brady, and thank you very much for having me on this morning. Yes, you're right. This is just a very, very busy time of the year. Actually, it starts in July when you start planning all those meetings for the parade and for the signups for the baskets and for the basket put-togethers and the basket distribution. So if we have a spare moment, it doesn't happen during these couple of months. So, but it's good. It's a nice thing we do here in town.
Especially again, this time of year, it gets colder. Everybody's thinking about the holidays. We're thinking about Thanksgiving dinner. We're thinking about Christmas dinner. We're thinking about all sorts of things. And most importantly, how we can come together and help. And you have a lot of ways listed that people can help and just some things people should know about.
Yes, we are still doing the basket signups for those people in need. We have signups today and on Thursday from 2 to 3:30. And if they have any questions about that or in need of a basket, they can call the breadbasket at 537-0730. Right now, we have about 135 families signed up for the baskets. And so with that, we still need turkeys and hams for the baskets. We sign up Thanksgiving and Christmas at the same time. So if anyone would be interested in donating a turkey or a ham, that would be wonderful. They could drop them off at 905 Yuma, or if they have any questions about it, again, they can call us at 537-0730.
You said 135 families this year. Where's that compared to last year or years past?
Well, it's down just a little bit, but we still have today and tomorrow. So we expect it to be right in the neighborhood of probably about 170 baskets. And that's pretty typical of each year, 170 Thanksgiving baskets and 170 Christmas baskets.
And all they got to do is just drop it off, right?
Well, no, you mean the turkeys and the hams? Yes. Absolutely. We're, you know, during our open hours, and if they're curious about that, again, they can call us. We're 8 to 12 and 1 to 4, and we'd be delighted to give them a receipt for it because it is tax deductible.
And those families that are signed up, is that, I guess, how does that sign-up process work?
When the families come in, we do have criteria for it. They need to show us that they have a Manhattan address. They bring in the size of their family, the family composition. We ask for proof of that. And then we ask for current paycheck stubs. And so it's a pretty easy, thorough process. And people, you know, are very willing that are in need to bring that information in for us.
And I'm sure everyone involved in the bread basket, this is probably a very rewarding time of year for them to be helping out. And
it is, because of us asking for that criteria, you know you're truly helping people that are in need. And I think that's important.
And they're our neighbors. They're
that's
right,
exactly right. They're your neighbors, and you might not ever know that your neighbor is in that crisis. So.
And how long have you been director of the breadbasket?
I have been there 6.5 years, going on 7 years. It seems impossible. This time has flown by.
You had some other things you wanted to talk about there.
I did. Notes. Can you believe Thanksgiving dinner is 2 weeks away?
I really can't. My mom's like, asking me where I'm going to be and trying to figure out the scheduling of all that. I'm like, Mom, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
That's true, but obviously we have to be thinking about that. We've been thinking about it for quite a while. Mike Rice out at Old Chicago, we've been doing this. This will be our sixth Thanksgiving dinner with Mike and his crew. And the Thanksgiving dinner is from 11 to 2 on Thanksgiving Day. Everyone in the community is invited, which really helps because when you're there, you don't know if it's just a community member or if it's somebody that really is in need. And we accept donations that day. And most generally, the donations always pay for the cost of the dinner. So we can't say enough for the donors that donate that day, or to Mike and his crew for stepping up to the plate and making a wonderful dinner. It's a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. There's white tablecloths, linen napkins, and it's a very, it's fun, it's festive, and I really appreciate Mike and his crew.
I think I've checked it out a couple times in the past, that community Thanksgiving dinner in my newspaper days, and it really is a wonderful thing, and there's just so much positivity in the air, and in times, sometimes we need that so much, just to walk into a room and you feel that positive aura, if you will, smiling faces, and it's a good meal. It's a very solid meal.
Old Chicago puts on a fantastic meal. 2 years ago was when we had that kind of sleet ice, and we didn't know if it was going to turn to, you know, the rain was going to turn to ice, and we served probably, I think, about 350 to 400 people. Last year, with the really nice weather, we ended up, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 750. So it was a tremendous turnout, and again, the donations paid for the meal, and so it was festive, it was fun, there's music, and it's just a nice day, and it's fun to do.
It's a good cause, but also just a great opportunity to get to know people in the community, too.
It's wonderful, and I think what is so nice about it is you can't believe how many people call and volunteer, and I feel bad because I can only take so many volunteers, and I have people calling in August wanting to sign up to serve the Thanksgiving dinner, and the people in Manhattan are so generous, and they're so good. It's just amazing the generosity that we see here in Manhattan.
Brady Bowman here with the director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket, Mary Beth Kiefer. Just got about 3 minutes left, so if you have any questions, get them in quick, 785-537-1350. And Mary Beth, some other things you have listed there. I know we got parade, too. Got
we
lots of
do.
Stuff.
We have the Mayor Spirit of the Holiday Lighted Parade that is on Friday, December the 1st. It starts at 5:30 down on Points, and it ends in Aggieville with a tree lighting ceremony at 7 p.m. with Santa and refreshments served. I don't know how many of you came down last year. The weather was pretty nice, and we had all new lights in Triangle Park. They're purple and white now. We used to have kind of like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree down there, and it is not. It is beautiful with all the lights and the shooting stars they added last year, and they're adding more lights on the tree this year and more shooting stars, so it should be amazing. We would like everyone to get their entries in, and you put your entry in at Downtown Manhattan website. And I think there is a date. I'm not sure what the final date is, but get it in as soon as you can. And the more, that parade is absolutely gorgeous.
We do a lot of things when it comes to holidays. Manhattan knows how to do holidays.
We do know how to holidays.
Gotcha. It's fine. Some other quick things with about 2 minutes left.
Okay. In the parade, there are actually six entries given away. And they are not, there's $200 for the mayor's, there's the mayor's trophy, and that's $200. And then there's the best youth float, the Spirit of the Holiday basket, bread basket award. And then there's the best foot entry, the best bicycle entry, and those can be groups. And I do not pay out that money. It comes from sponsors here in town. And the three sponsors are Howie's, People's State Bank, and Wynn, and Marianne Butler. So you can get some nice prize money. The first one, like I said, is $200, and the rest of the prizes are $100. So not only are you having fun and putting in a lighted float, you may win and walk away with $100.
And if anybody wants to catch any of this info, is there a website for people to go to?
Yes, go to Downtown Manhattan, and that's where you can put your entry in for the parade.
Very good. Real quick, your favorite holiday dinner dessert?
Cheesecake, without a question.
Nice. I'm right with you. High five to Mary Beth on that. Thanks to all our guests this morning on In Focus. Again, if you missed any of it, go to newsradiokman.com, on demand tab, and you can catch up on today. Thanks so much for listening, Dave. It's all yours.
Pumpkin pie cheesecake.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstatebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. KMAN, Manhattan.